好，我们看《使徒行传》二十七章。
So today we will turn to the book of Acts, chapter 27.
使徒行传二十七章。
Acts 27.
十四节开始啊。
Starting from verse 14.
我们可以用起音的方式来念，好不好？
We can read responsively.
十四节开始。
Verse 14.
我念十四年，念十五，一直念到二十六节。
Okay, we read responsively, starting verse 14.
这是保罗在旅行的过程当中所遇到一个很大很大的危机和挫折。
The context is when Paul was traveling in grave danger.
你看，不多几时，狂风从岛上扑下来，那风名叫尤拉克罗，这是十五节，船被风抓住，抵不住风。任风刮去，替做一个小岛的背风岸奔行。那岛名叫高大，在那里紧紧收住了小船。十八节，我们被这风浪逼得甚急。第二天，众人就把货物抛在海里。二十节，太阳和星辰多日不显露，又有狂风大浪吹逼，我们得救的指望就都绝了。接着我还劝你们放心，你们的性命一个也不失丧，唯独是上这船。二十三节，保罗，不要害怕，我必站在，你必站在该撒面前，并且与你同船的人，神都赐给你了。二十六节一起念，只是我们必要撞在一个岛上。好，我们圣经就到这里为止。在使徒行传二十七章里面是形容保罗一个非常危险的一个旅程。
Acts chapter 7 recounts a very dangerous episode in Paul's travel.
在他服侍主的三十年的时间里面呢，
in the 30 years of his ministry,
他三有三次的旅行步道。
Paul encountered or had three journeys.
每次有就是从那个安提阿开始的。
And every time he departed from Antioch.
这个保罗他有一个很大的心愿。
And he had a great mission.
他一定要到罗马去看看有没有发展福音的机会。
And his aim has always been to go to Rome to see if there is opportunity there to preach the gospel.
因为当时的罗马是个非常大的城市。
And Rome at that time obviously was a great city.
有文化，有政治。
It was full of culture and politics.
而且有非常大的影响力。
And it was of great influence.
所以我们看第一次、第二次，保罗第三次、第三次都没有机会到这个罗马去宣教。
Yet in all his travels, the first and second journeys, Paul did not have a chance to get to Rome.
但是在第四次旅行步道的时候啊，
Now it was in his fourth journey.
他有一个心愿。
That he had this desire.
上帝又给他一个机会。
And God has given him the chance.
让他去罗马宣教，做宣教的工作。
To reach Rome and preach the gospel.
但是那时候这是去呢，不是那么自由了。
And at that time, he was not free.
他是带着一个囚犯的身份。到罗马去来宣传福音。
Because he was going to Rome as a prisoner.
当时乘船去的，对不对？
And he was riding on a boat.
一共前头有276个人。
And aboard this boat was 276 people.
讲得很清楚，276个人，对不对？
Imagine 276 passengers.
在这个行程的过往当中，在这个行程过中啊，这个经过当中，
so along this journey,
非常危险的一个旅途。
It was a very treacherous travel.
当中里面就有三个人，270个人中就有三个人知道，他说他们有活下去的盼望。
And among the 276 passengers, only three people were certain they will survive.
这三个人是谁呢？
And who are these three?
第一是使徒保罗。
First, the Apostle Paul.
因为他最知道，因为上帝向他已经启示，神这个天使已经向他说话了。
Paul was assured because an angel appeared to him, assuring him that he will survive.
第二个就是路加。
Second one was Luke.
路加是使徒行传的作者，对不对？
Luke is one of the authors of the gospel.
他写使徒行传的时候，常常有个字出现的。
And when he wrote the gospel of Luke,You could see this word repeatedly.
我们，我们，我们。
And he said, "We or us."
就是路加在里面。
Because he was part of the group.
我们知道路加是一个医生。
You know, Luke was a physician by profession.
他是个希腊人。保罗宣教常常带路加去宣教的。
And Luke was Greek in origin, and he was traveling with Paul in many of his ministries.
所以保罗肯定把这好消息告诉路加，说我们有活下去的盼望。
So I'm sure that Paul must have assured Luke also that there is hope of surviving this journey.
还有一个人。
One more.
他名字叫亚里达古。
The third person's name is Aristarchus, verse 2.
也二十七章刚才告诉我们的啊，开始的时候告诉我们还有亚里达古也在船上。
And this person's name is Aristarchus.In among the passengers.
所以这三个人存着盼望，存着信心，行完这次路程。
So these three, had in them hope and faith.
有时候我们讲人生好像在大海里面，对不对？
So oftentimes we compare our lives as if we are floating in the ocean.
你不知道会大海会遇到什么东西。
And we cannot predict what we will encounter.
你不知道会遇到什么危险，对不对？
And we do not know what dangers lie ahead.
就是说很难以意料这事情。
And there is no way to tell the future.
因此我们就可以依靠主，仰望主了。
But then we know we can trust.
从二十七章里面，我们可以学习这些宝贵的功课。
So chapter 27 is a lesson from Paul.
第一点，我们学习的，在苦难中，在危险当中，保罗并没有忘记为主做见证，而且劝人悔改，认识神。
So the first lesson from Paul is that in the midst of danger, he did not forget or neglect to continue witnessing to others so that they may come to Christ as well.
保罗这次去罗马的目的是什么呢？
So what was again the purpose of Paul traveling to Rome?
如果保罗不去罗马的话，他的那个他的这个案子就可以结束了。
Now if Paul was not going to Rome, his case would have ended.
他有一个目的。
And he had one purpose.
要在君王的面前做见证。
He wanted to witness in Rome.Among the authorities.
因为这是个难得的机会。
Because he knew that that was going to be a very precious occasion.
谁有机会难可以在君王的面前做见证呢？
So how many chances are there to witness in front of the king?
所以使徒保罗他认为这是个非常好的机会，借着审判这个案子，可以在王的面前做见证。
So Paul took advantage of his.Crime and the case that he was accused of to go to Rome as a chance to witness to the emperor.
因为每一次在开审之前呢、啊，保罗先讲他的见证。
Because as the case was heard, he started by giving his own witness.
弟兄姐妹，你想想看，一个人在苦难中，在危难中，很不容易的环境当中，还有心为主见证。这很不简单的事情了，对不对？
So we can imagine that in the midst of such danger, that Paul still took it upon himself to speak on behalf of the gospel.
你可以想象你自己已经很多难处了，自己事情都不能解决了，你还有心去跟别人分享耶稣基督吗？自顾不暇了，还有心跟人劝人相信耶稣吗？
We can imagine if we were in his shoes, we would be so much overwhelmed by our own troubles.How much more would we even care to share the gospel?
但是保罗却有这样的心志，一生的心志，宣扬主的福音。无论环境怎么样，他都要宣扬这个福音的。
But Paul did not forget his one and single goal, and that is to share the gospel.
到了二十八章的时候啊
，When you reach chapter 28,
保罗还遇到一个难处。
Paul encountered another.
他们船破了，上岸的时候啊。
Because when the ship wrecked and they had to go ashore,
刚好有一个土人的一个领袖接待他们。
There was a leader among the natives that welcomed him.
因为下大雨，天气冷的时候，他们起火取暖。
Because it was then also raining heavily.
保罗不小心被毒蛇咬了。
And Paul was bitten by a poisonous snake.
你看那个亲眼看见保罗被毒蛇咬的那个酋长，那个领袖啊，保罗这次肯定死了。
And the native, the chieftains among the natives saw himself that Paul was bitten by the poisonous snake.
但是他完全平安，啊，所以看到土人的酋长都看傻了，这个人完全没事情，不当作一回事。
And the natives thought Paul would surely have died, but Paul was calm and composed, and he did not die.
神保守他，眷顾他，真的。
Because God cared for him.
为什么
？Why？
因为还没有到罗马，对不对
？Because Paul hasn't reached his destination, Rome.
还没有在王的面前做见证。
Because he hasn't completed his mission to witness before the emperor.
使命还没有完成，对不对
？And his mission hasn't been completed.
所以我们看见保罗他一生的信息跟他的信仰啊是非常密切、不可分割的。
So we can see that Paul's mission in life and his faith are very much intertwined.
他无论得死不得死啊，无论环境如何。他都乐意跟别人分享耶稣基督。
And whether he is in danger of death, he is always witnessing for the gospel.
这给我们很好的提醒，对不对
？This is a reminder to all of us.
有时候我也常常想说，我们要跟我们家里的人谈福音。
That we think about sharing a gospel with a family member.
我说等下次吧，对不对
？And we might say.Let's do it next some other time.
等下一次过后，我们就在等下一次吧，对不对
？And another opportunity comes, and we said next time.
机会就不会再回来了。
And the opportunities may not come again.
但是保罗却不是这样。
Paul was different.
他无论环境如何，他及时的传福音，他把结果交给上帝。
Paul was different, and in that, regardless of circumstances, regardless of danger, his first and foremost objective was to share the gospel and leave the results to God.
在危难中劝人归向耶稣基督。
And that is, in the midst of danger, we continue to share the gospel to others.
你看过《铁达尼号》这套电影吗
？Have you seen the movie Titanic？
很出名，对不对哈
？It is a very famous movie.
有人只是看前面的爱情的前半部。
Some people only enjoy the early half, which is about the romantic.
但是后半部是不在电影里面的。
The second half is not because it's not shown in the movie.
发生什么事情呢
？What happened then?
当这艘船要沉下去的时候
，When the ship was about to sink,
在船上里面有个牧师，你知道吗
？You remember there was a pastor aboard that ship.
他也被大浪冲到海里面去。
And he was also swept away by big waves.
这大浪一飞起来的时候，又冲回来了。
And the waves rose and ebbed again.
他遇到当时也是拿出一个救生圈的一个年轻人。
And there was one young person with a lifesaver.
这牧师说：“请问你得救了吗
？”And the pastor said, "Are you saved?"
他没有回答。
And the young man did not respond.
又一个大浪又把他们分开了。
Another wave came and they were separated.
第二个大浪再来的时候啊，
another wave came and they were
他们又碰在一起了，奇怪。
They encountered each other again.
牧师问他：“年轻人，你得救了吗
？”One more time, the pastor asked the young man.
他把这事情放在心里面，这年轻人。
Are you saved? And the young man thought, put it in his heart.
大浪又再次把他们分开了。
And the wave separated them again.
很奇怪，第三次大浪又碰在一起。
And what a coincidence! Third time,
太奇妙。
They came together again.
牧师再后问他：“年轻人，你得救了没有
？”The third time, the pastor asked the young man, "Are you saved?"
这件事情谁知道
？Who knows what the results?
当这事情发生之后，这个年轻人最后被救上岸的时候，他去找到教会，把这事情讲出来。
As it turns out, this young man was survived, and when he moved on in life, he gave this as a testimony.
你想想看，在这样艰难的时刻，自顾不暇，你还问人家你得救了吗？对不对
？And you could imagine the pastor in the midst of his own life being in danger, he thought about the young man and asked him if he was saved.
在危难中，保罗也是这样，他乐意跟人家分享耶稣基督。
And Saul was Paul in the midst of his danger. He made a point to share the gospel.
哎呀，有时候我们自个的事情太多啊，对不对？
Sometimes we are too preoccupied by ourselves and too overwhelmed by our own troubles.
我们讲事物缠身了，对不对？
And we know the things around us entangle us.
我们真的求神帮助我们，对不对？
So may God help us.
不要让太多事物缠住我们。
Let us not be encumbered by the things around us.
我们传福音敬拜神，让很多的很多的事物缠绕我们。
Because our focus should be on God and spreading the gospel.
那我们没有办法跟人家分享耶稣基督的好处。
So that we may be able to share the blessings of the Lord.
那第二点跟大家分享的。
A second point.
在这样的光景当中，你可以想象一下。
Imagine again in this danger.
如果你好好看二十七章，这个风浪是不得了，在船里面非常非常的危险。
If you read carefully chapter 27, it describes vividly the waves and the dangers of his journey.
你可以想象一下。
So imagine.
这270个人当中，他们船里面在干什么？
What the 276 passengers were doing in their spare time.
应该丢了已经丢了，对不对？
Whatever they can toss aboard, they tossed.
太重的东西也丢了，器具也丢了。
Anything too much weight, they tossed overboard.
就差没有把人丢下去。
The last thing was people.
已经没有希望了，对不对？
Because they lost hope.
在这样的光景当中，你做什么？请问你。
If you were there, what would you have done?
个人怎么样？求告他们的神。
So each person turn to their own gods.
大多数的人都不认识耶稣基督，对不对？
And most of them did not know Jesus.
也许他们就祷告他们的神，他们的神，对不对？
They were praying to their own gods.
因为这样的例子，在越南那个风浪，那越南坐那艘船，记得吗？他们一到穿风浪的时候，他们每一个人都求告他们的神，对不对？
Remember the story of Jonah? The people there also turned to their own gods when the waves came.
所以我们这里想象说啊，这是他们也是这样祷告，祷告他们的神。
And so the people in this aboard this ship with Paul also turned to their own gods.
如果你说祷告神如果不正确的话，我们祷告这样种祷告是枉然的祷告了。
Now we know that if you pray to the wrong god, your prayers are in vain.
你看，请看到看二十节。
So verse 20.
太阳和星辰多日不显露。
And since neither sun nor stars appeared for many days,
又狂风大浪吹逼
and no small storm was assailing us.
哇，你可以想象啊，黑云一片，对不对？啊，很浓。
We can imagine dark clouds.
在海上又狂风大浪吹逼
and wailing winds and large waves.
保罗说，我们得救的指望就没有了，看到吗？
And Paul said at the end of verse 20. From then on, all hope of our being saved was gradually abandoned.
连保罗都这样想说，我们是肯定啊，必死无疑。
So even Paul made this comment that there was no hope of being saved.
所以我们相信保罗他们也在祷告，对不对？
So Paul too was praying.
他们也求告这位创造宇宙万物的神来仰望他。
And Paul prayed to the God of heaven and earth.
他也知道神在他身上使命。还没有 完成，绝对不会死在这大海里面。
And Paul knew that the mission he was given has not yet been completed, so God would definitely not let him die.
所以他肯定在那边祷告仰望神的。
So he hang on to that hope.
到夜间，神就回应他的祷告了，对不对
？So at night, God responded to his prayer.
保罗，你不要害怕。
And it says, Paul, do not be afraid.
在船上所有的人都不会损失。
Say, those who are sailing with you will be spared.
保罗也安慰着船上说：“你们连头发一根的头发都不会损失。”
And Paul in turn assured the passengers that they will not be harmed.
损失的就是这艘船而已。
But only the physical vessel will be destroyed.
所以你看，保罗的祷告的对象祷告对了，他就得到很好的回应，对不对？
So we can see that because the object of Paul's prayer was correct, that his prayers were answered.
如果祷告对象不对了，祷告也是枉然的事情。
And if the prayers are directed to the wrong God, then the prayers would have been in vain.
所以在危难当中没有忘记祷告神。
So the lesson here is that in the midst of danger, we should not forget to pray to God.
人在危难当中常常会迷失了方向。
Oftentimes when we are in danger,We lost our direction.
不知道做什么才好。
And we don't know what to do.
忘记了依靠神。
And we forget to trust God.
忘记了依靠这位创造宇宙 万物的神。
And we forget that we can trust the God, the Creator.
让我们自己去担当那些所临到的苦难。
Because He will not let us on our own bear those burdens.
所以求主帮助我们。
So may God help us.
在苦难中千万别忘记仰望这位神。
So let us not forget to pray and trust in the God who is the Creator of heaven and earth.
啊，第三个功课我们要学习的。
The third lesson.
你想想看，保罗他说啊。他说我们连得救的指望都没有了。
Imagine Paul made this comment that our hope of being rescued was abundant.
十八节到二十节告诉我们。
From verse 18 to verse 20.
他们被风浪逼得很急。
Because they were tossed about so much.
把那些货物都丢在海里面呢。
But they jettisoned everything, their cargo.
风浪还不停止。
And the storm kept coming.
第三天把船上所有的器具都抛弃了。
And lastly, they threw away all their equipment.
太阳还不出来。
The sun did not rise.
狂风继续的吹逼。
And the wind still blow.
看起来众人就失去了盼望了。
So they all felt they lost hope.
请问在这样的光景当中，他们有什么盼望？
So what do you think was any hope left?
他们的盼望就是等着船怎么样沉下去，对不对？
So they were only hoping that the ship will coast itself into safety.
不错，人生的道路上总会遇到各种各样的难处和损失。
And we know that in life we encounter many challenges and trials.
但是保罗在这样的情况之下，还不至于失去了他的信心。
But Paul, even in this midst of danger, he stood steadfast in faith.
一个人最怕的是在患难当中。失去了依靠神的心，失去了对神的信心。
What is most pitiful is to lose one's hope in the midst of danger.
我想约伯给我们一个非常好的一个镜子啊。
Job, the story of Job would serve as a good mirror for us.
那第一章告诉我们，约伯记第一章告诉我们，他所有的东西，所有的东西都损失了。
You remember the book of Job in chapter 1. He lost everything he ever possessed.
而且自己还生病，从头顶上长到脚啊，脚趾头，可能就是大麻风啊啊，生病，对不对？嗯。
And he himself was inflicted with physical sores like leprosy.
但是他没有对神没有失去信心。
Yet Job did not lose faith.
他坚持到底。
And he stood steadfast till the end.
他说他虽杀我，我还是相信他的。
And he said, even if God were to kill him, he would not lose his faith.
所以约伯记四十二章告诉我们。
And Job 24, chapter 24.
四十二章。
Or 42.
然后神就加倍赐福给他，还给他所损失的东西。
In the end of Job, chapter 42, God restored to Paul, to Job all his possessions in multifolds.
所以无难中不能失去信心。
So the lesson here is that we should not lose our faith even in danger.
保罗就是一个这样的人。
And Paul is a good example.
我知道以前有个很出名的一个日本人呢，他是个文学家。
There was once this famous Japanese.
他人家请他写一篇文章。
And he was a literary.
他写不出来啊。
And he was asked to write an article, but he could not write it.
压力很大。
Because he was under so much pressure.
我有篇文章三四要要交出来，交不出来了。
And I cannot write the article I'm supposed to write.
三四一号是 dead joke, 是最后天。三四一号啊，八月三十一号。我讲这个文学家要写一篇文章，真的写不出来。鼎鼎出名的文学家，日本文学家哦，还有名字的。
And he's very famous. The author could not write the article he was asked.
这么出名的文学家交不起文章是很可笑的事情，你知道吗
？And it would be so very embarrassing to be such a famous literary person.
如果我八月三十号写不出我的文章，他可以原谅我啊，因为我是普通的人。
But pastor is also having a difficulty writing an article that is due on the 31st.
你想，这个是出名、世界有名望的人啊。交不出一篇文章，那不是很丢脸的事情吗？
So it was quite embarrassing for this famous author.
他没有办法，他不没有办法，没有信心面对他所遇到的难处。
Because he was not able to face the dangers.
最后怎么样呢？
In the end,
他跑到厨房里面。
He went to the kitchen.
把窗口关起来。
Close the windows.
所有地方都封闭了。
Close the whole area.
就开了煤气罐。
And he turned on the stove, the gas.
在里面做深呼吸。
And he suffocated.
明天报纸卖的就是他死的新闻。
He poisoned himself with a gas to death.
当然我们不能学习他，绝对不能学习他。
But this is not the lesson for us.
这是错误的，这是错误的方法，明白吗？
This is a wrong example.
千万不要学习他。我的重点是说，这个人呢、啊，没有办法在危难的时候、困苦的时候，没有信心去面对明天，
but、
最后自杀做下场。
But my point is only that this Japanese author was unable to face the difficulties he was facing, and in the end, he killed himself.
二十三节到二十四节告诉我们。
But turn to the Bible, Acts 27, chapter 23, 24.
Yeah, 因我所侍奉的神，昨天晚上已经告诉我了。
Verse 23.
保罗，你不要害怕。
It says, Paul, do not be afraid.
你一定会站在撒开的面前。
You must stand before Caesar.
跟你同船的人都赐给你了。
God has granted you all those who are sailing with you.
270人，除了三个人，其他都是你的了，对不对？
297 passengers, all yours.
而且他28章，他说船撞在一个岛上，但是所有的损失28章，那个土人因为这个保罗医治了他的父亲，然后结果呢，把很多东西都送给他，补助了他们所使用的，结果他们可以再次出发了。
And you will read, if you read on to chapter 28, when they landed in this island, the natives gave them even more of what they needed.
这是很奇妙的事情。
So that was a miracle.
危难中不至于失去信心，真的。
So in the midst of danger, let us not lose hope.
好，最后我们讲。危难中不致失去盼望。
So the last point is not to lose hope.
那三十三到三十四节。
Now we looked at verses.
你看到三十三节讲什么呢？
33.
天渐亮的时候，保罗劝叫众人吃饭。
Until the day was about to dawn, Paul called him to take some food.
他叫我们不要再饿下去，已经十四天了。
And Paul said, "Do not be going in hunger, for it has been 14 days."
我劝你们吃饭。
Take something to eat.
这关乎救命的事情。
This is to encourage you to eat.
因为你们可能一根头发都不至于损坏，哇，这么好的保证了，一根头发都不至于损坏。
And he said, "This is for your preservation, for not a hair from your head of any of you shall perish."
请问保罗盼望从哪里来
？So let's see where is this hope that Paul has coming from?
从上帝的话来的。
It is from the word of God.
我信神怎么样说，事情就怎么样成就。
And he believed the words of God, and he knew that what God has said will come to pass.
他的盼望是从神来的。
And his hope comes from God.
他的盼望是从上帝的话而来的。
And his hope comes from the word of God.
他的盼望不是虚无的。
And his hope was not empty.
他的盼望不是空中楼阁。
And his hope was not
不是假的。
And it was not fake.
会实现的。
And it was going to be reality.
所以有信心信主的人就有这样的盼望，对不对？
So those who have faith have this hope.
你知道在耶路撒冷啊，在耶路撒冷一块圣殿的地方，一个地方叫库墙，听过吗？库墙，对不对？
There is this wailing wall in Jerusalem.
一个库墙，对不对？
Wall where people go and cry.
你知道很多人到库墙的时候，第一件事情做什么事情呢？
You know what people do when they go to the wailing wall?
他们很喜欢写一些纸条啊。
They write small notes.
你有什么心愿吗？
And some words from the heart.
你要做什么事情？
Or they hope to do something.
你要发财？
The hope of getting.
要中彩票？
Or win the lottery.
你就写上去了。
And they write these things.
塞在那墙的，因为老旧了嘛。就很多洞啊，就塞进去，小小洞。
These small scripts of paper and put them in between the wall, the holes in the wall.
那些人祷告的心愿就在他小纸条里面。
So this is what they pray for.
所以有个犹太人，他去库墙祷告。
So one Jewish person came to the wall and prayed.
他祷告什么呢
？What did he pray about?
他每一年都去这库墙祷告。
Every year he goes there to pray.
他说：“上帝啊，我家境很穷困。
”He said, "God, I am poor."
我的家境要希望能够改善。
And he hoped to have a better life.
恳求你让我中彩票吧。
Please help me win the lottery.
他每一年都到库墙下面写一个纸条，说：“神啊，让我能够中彩票。”
And every year he would write this small cryptic note and pray for winning the lottery.
十年之后
，10 years after，
在库墙上面有两个天使，你看不到的，你知道吗
？And there's this
隐形的天使。隐形就看不到了 ，invisible,
an invisible
angels， 他就看到这个人在祷告。
Invisible view。
看不到那天使说两个人在说话。
And the two angels were talking.
你看这个人，这个人，啊。
And he said, "Look at this man."
他来哭墙祷告十年哦。
And one said, "Oh, look at this man. He's been praying here 10 years."
他的心意只不过是要中个彩票而已哦。
And his one hope was to win the lottery.
所以其中一个天使说。
And another angel said.
我们应该成全他的心愿。
So let us give him what he is praying for.
十年哦。
For it has been
10 years.
10 years.
他求什么呢
？What has he asking for?
他求能够中彩票而已。
Just wanted to win.
能够改善家庭的生活。
So he can have a better life.
但是另外故事。但是另外一个天使告诉另外一个天使说
，Another angel said，
可是这十年来从来没有买过一张彩票，嗯。
But in these 10 years, he never actually bought a lottery ticket.
他要求中彩票，但是从来没有买彩票，嗯。
Why does he want to win a lottery if not he did not even buy the ticket？
你知道吗？这个人的愿望要中彩票，建立在虚浮的愿望上面，嗯。
So you could see how his hope was built upon。Emptiness.
你看看，不管他去十年、二十年、三十年，他去一生啊，都不会中彩票。
Whether it's 10 years or 20 years or 30 years, you will never win the lottery.
我讲这个不是鼓励大家去买彩票啊，
I'm not
千万不要误会啊。
To encourage you to go buy the lottery.
我是说，这个犹太人把这种盼望寄望在不是很可靠的东西上面，对不对？
What I am trying to illustrate is only that this person pinned his hope in something not concrete.
但是保罗的盼望是什么？
Yet Paul's hope
是真实的，
is real.
活泼的，
living
是建立在主的话语上。主亲自告诉说，保罗，你不要害怕，这钱全然都给你了，对不对？
And he was pinning his hope on the very words of God that says, "Paul, do not be afraid."
你的头发一根，你们头发一根。都不会损害。
And he said, "You and your passengers, not one hair from your head will perish."
从上帝来的话才是真正可靠、信实的。
And this is the very word of God that is trustworthy.
好，我们做结论了。
So let us conclude.
好，今天我们看见神特别恩待保罗。
So God has really cared for Paul.
在他这个一生的过程当中。
And in his life,
在危险的过程当中。
In his danger.
他没有忘记为主做见证。
He did not give up.
他没有忘记祷告，
he did not stop praying,
没有忘记坚持他的信心。
And he stayed steadfast in his faith.
更重要的是说，他在过程当中，他有盼望。
And more importantly, that he maintained his hope.
这提醒激励我们，
And this is to encourage us,
我们在生活当中随时会遇到难处的。
That whenever we encounter our own dangers,
主耶稣基督是我们的依靠，
the Lord Jesus is our help,
是我们的仰望。
He is our hope,
把你的重担交给他。
And let us give him our burdens.
他乐意承担我们重担。
Because he will carry our burdens.
求主帮助我们。
So may God help us.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow in prayer.
我们请弟兄姐妹祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this very exciting story about Paul's treacherous journey. And we too, Lord, live our daily lives in many forms of danger and many forms of burdens and pressures. Lord, these may be nothing compared. The dangers that Paul experienced. But nevertheless, Lord, help us to be steadfast in our faith. Help us to not give up praying and not give up witnessing. And most of all, Lord, to pin our hopes in your very word, that your words will nourish us and strengthen us in every moment of our needs. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 把时间交给主。